Of Bob Musil, who played for the Yankees from 1920 through 1929, sports writer Frank Graham Jr. said he didn't learn how to say hello until it was time to say goodbye. Nobody will say that about Derek Jeter, who began his career with the Yankees in 1995 and announced this week that he will end it after the 2014 season, hence saying goodbye in advance. We usually don't know pro athletes any better than they wish to be known, unless they do or say something spectacularly self-destructive. But we form impressions of them, not only from the way they play, but from the way they comport themselves. Derek Jeter has invited fans of Major League Baseball to admire him for almost two decades. Likewise, his associates and rivals. Until last year, during which he played in only 17 games because of injury, Jeter was exceptionally durable, which is the quality many pro athletes most appreciate in their peers. And, of course, he has the numbers. He's been an all-star 13 times.
He's homered! Derek Jeter homers to tie the game, and there it is, hit number 3,000.
Only nine players have accumulated more total hits than Jeter, and he will pass several of those nine if he stays healthy in his final season. Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Ron Guidry, Willie Randolph, and Don Mattingly are among the players who preceded Jeter as captain of the Yankees. None of them held the position as long as Jeter, who accepted it in 2003. That would not be such a big deal if it were not the Yankees we were talking about. Fans of other teams may not like that, but thoughtful fans of other teams will understand that it is true. Randy Levine, the current president of the Yankees, said of Jeter this week that he wanted to go out like Michael Jordan. He probably didn't mean that Jeter would try his hand at another pro sport and fall short before returning to the Yankees and leading them to another championship, but if he did do that, it would be championship number six for Jeter, which would be Jordan-esque. Only Derek Jeter knows why he announced his retirement a baseball season in advance. It's probably not because he wants all the opposing teams to be ready with gifts when he comes to town for the last time. He's been paid $253 million in salary alone, so he probably has every gift he's ever wanted. He's also endorsed everything from sneakers to a cologne, Driven, which he allegedly helped to develop. It's supposed to make a man smell driven, whatever that might mean. I wonder what a signed bottle of the stuff will go for when Derek Jeter enters the Hall of Fame in 6 years.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Eton, offering the American Red Cross radio line, a portable solar-powered radio with cell phone charger and flashlight for emergencies or travel, now at Radio Shack. And the Music Emporium, for 45 years, offering collectible, boutique, and vintage acoustic guitars. TheMusicEmporium.com. This is NPR.
Here's a Valentine's Day story bound to shame the lads who only bought flowers or candy. Harry Martin Dreyer recently left England and rowed across the Atlantic Ocean. It took him and his buddy Alex Brand 50 days. In his pocket, Martin Dreyer carried the engagement ring for Lucy Plant, who was waiting for him in Barbados. Shortly after he arrived, Mr. Martin Dreyer knelt before Ms. Plant. Since Martin Dreyer had been wobbly getting out of his boat, Ms. Plant thought he had fallen over. But no, he pulled the ring out of a plastic pouch and proposed marriage. "It was a complete surprise," said Lucy Plant. "I kept saying no, no, no." And Harry said, "Can I take that as a yes?" And happily, it turned out that he could.